This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State officials are predicting a better economic forecast for Colorado. This means taxpayers will receive a higher Tabor refund this summer or fall. According to numbers, individuals are set to receive $750 and joint tax filers $1,500. A fire burned near the North Metro area in Erie off I-25 this afternoon. It burned several cars and structures. Homes and businesses in the area were evacuated, but North Metro Fire says they have since contained the blaze. Most Coloradans support a school funding ballot measure, while support for a four-day school week is mixed. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin reports on a new survey.
Voters have rejected school funding measures multiple times, but a proposed ballot measure this year to raise about $980 million for schools may have more of a chance. 65% of respondents to a survey from Magellan Strategies say they would vote for the measure. About half say four-day school weeks reflect the will of local communities. Also, 70% want a broader set of standards to judge school quality instead of relying so heavily on test scores. The state is currently auditing the school accountability system to see if it's fair and working. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court has upheld the state's expanded paid family and medical leave program. Prop 118 requires most employers give 12 weeks of paid leave to workers starting in 2024. The ballot initiative was approved by voters in 2020, passing by nearly 60%. However, a construction company in Grand Junction claimed the new law's fees for employers violated Tabor, the state's taxpayer bill of rights. The court rejected the complaint unanimously. This is CPR News.